Go to thecognitiverampage.com. Keep fueling the change. Help continue to allow this to happen. None of this would happen without you and your love and your support. Love you.
The Cognitive Rampage, a scientific approach to self-discovery, change, and life optimization, is now available on Amazon. What I do in the book is I fuse the latest research from the cognitive, behavioral, social, environmental, and biological sciences. It's not just motivational fluff and wordplay. Now, I do talk about my own story, so there's some kind of inspiration in there, but I'm not just spinning words and hyping you up with motivational fluff. Whether you need a life change, simply enjoy self-exploration and optimization, want to discover new hidden passions, or reduce the life-altering effects of toil, anxiety, depression, all of those issues, this book is for you. This book is not a cookie-cutter method of steps to follow. You'll customize the scientific framework with your own personal beliefs to build your authentic change. That way you assimilate it faster. It's not just copying my beliefs and telling you step one, step two. These will come from your beliefs as how you extend and build the foundation upon this framework. You'll use this framework throughout your whole life, through every change, and through every age. These are not empty words of motivational spin. This book is an experience. The Cognitive Rampage is based in science and is built from your beliefs. It's a path to help you unleash your desired change. You can apply this method on your own with no harmful side effects.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. Hope you're taking care of you. Send this video to somebody that needs something, needs a little inspiration, a little pick-me-up. Maybe it's you. Maybe you need it. I titled the video, No Excuses. We all got excuses for reasons we can't do something, can't get somewhere, can't achieve something, can't change, can't be somebody different. We all got them. There's no levels to these excuses. Nobody's excuses are worse than another's. Nobody's upbringing is worse than another's. But see, when you start changing how you think and how you perceive those excuses, you can make those changes. You can achieve those goals or whatever it is you're trying to get to. When you start turning excuses into reasons, see, the reason I got successful is because of this. The reason I get up every morning is because of this. The reason that I continue to breathe, the reason that I love, the reason I continue to hug, those become reasons, not excuses. Simply by changing what they are and how you perceive those things in life can build that epic journey, that epic hero tale of your life. We all feel them. We all got them. I make excuses day to day. We all do it. But if you find yourself making those excuses, think about what kind of reasons those can be for you to achieve those goals, to make those changes, to be somebody different. Those are the reasons, man. The reasons you can make it. That tough shit you've been through. That hard place you're in right now. Them dark thoughts that you have. Those can be the reasons that you succeed. The reasons you go further. The reasons that you make it. It's how you change it. And if you're chasing happiness, be careful. Because happiness is a fleeting moment. Good luck if you find somebody that's walking around happy all the time. If you're trying to achieve a goal that's not even rational about, I'm just going to be happy all the time. But now you're chasing goals and things that aren't even real. Things you can't really achieve anyway. You can be happy in the moment. You can be happy in the now. It's not about whether you'll ever be a happy person. It's can you find happiness in the moment. You can find happiness in those moments when you turn your excuses to reasons. Don't find that happiness in other things like dollar bills, purchases, things that you obtain, things that you gain. These things are fleeting. You can't take them to the grave. You know what I'm saying? Happiness are moments that we create, perceptions when we change them, things that we overcome. When you overcome something that's dark, this creates a happiness, a fire, a change in you. Change that vocabulary and it can be different to you. Excuses become reasons. When you then focus on those are reasons to get up in the morning, reasons to work a little harder, reasons to pray a little harder, reasons that you get up, reasons you keep focusing, reasons you don't give up, reasons you get up. Turn those excuses to reasons. Be careful what you're chasing. Make sure what you're chasing is something obtainable, not something just moments that become fleeting. And when you change, when you become something different, don't be scared, because scared is what I even start to feel when you start changing what we're used to being, who we're used to being, the excuses we're used to making, the story we tell, that narrative that we believe. Because when you change and you become somebody different, you'll scare yourself. You'll even scare some of those people around you to tell you they want the old you back. It's funny how they tell you how much potential you got, what you can make it. Then when you change, Hey, man, we want that old Adam back. We don't know who you are nowadays. And that's okay. But don't be afraid of that change. That change will make you uncomfortable, make you nervous. It can build anxiety. Change is scary like that. But you can't be afraid of that change, because that person that you evolved to, that person you blossomed to, well, that's a new you. That's a new story to tell. That's a new thing that you may not recognize in the mirror, and that can breed anxiety, that can breed fear. But through that fear, fear can become a motivation. Fear can become the fuel of your life. Anger can become the fuel. These aren't all bad things. Pay attention. Pay attention to your own life. You can change anything you want to change. Turn the excuses to reasons, the reasons you do it. But make sure those reasons are you. We can have reasons and make them our kids, make them other people, but they won't be around forever. They grow up, they move out of the house, people change on their own, they move away. You have to be the reason. Be careful what reasons you deem in your life. You are enough reason to be different. You are enough reason to chase that change, to become that, to achieve that. Whatever it is, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Go the fuck at it. I mean, I said in my other videos before, you need a lot of motivation. You could die one day. That's enough motivation to get your ass up. Get up and move. You can change. You can be different. Stop making excuses. Make those excuses your reasons. Those reasons for you. And if nobody else is in your corner, then I'm in your corner with you, telling you I believe in you. I believe in you. You believe in you. When you start believing in you, it's amazing the things that happen. Don't forget to smile. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Love you.